panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
When the last man dies for just words that he said, when they're sheltered over the poorest head, we shall be free. When the last thing we notice is the color of skin, and the first thing we look for is the beauty within. When the skies and the oceans are clean, then we shall be free. We shall be free. We shall be free. Stand straight and walk proud. We shall be free. When we're free to love anyone we choose, when this world's big enough for all different views, when we all can worship from our own kind of pew, then we shall be free, yeah. We shall be free. We shall.
3CR 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally. Great to be with you live for the first time in 2026. Good to be with you indeed. And broadcasting, as always, from the lands of the Kulin Nation at the intersection of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her,
as I say, great to be with you. Cooking up the pan, I've had the coffee, we're ready to go for 2026 and diving straight in. I have lots of news to catch up on shortly, and if you want to comment on that or the guests and their comments that I will be introducing, I'll be introducing our first guests for the year very, very shortly. There are lots of ways to do it. You can email outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456 751215. Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So. And as always, that's the bottom line. And look for posts on Facebook, Sally Goldner and Out of the Pan 3CR, 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address, if that's how you want to communicate. We value communication means diversity as part of all forms of diversity on this at this station. P.O. Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on the show are my own and not those of any organisation with which I'm involved. Don't think there'll be any need for content notes today, so if they come up, we'll go for our support lines as needed. And we opened up, well, more than ever, Garth Brooks, whose birthday it was yesterday. Yee and ha to Garth for a birthday, and we shall be free. We need to be free more than ever. Well, people who want to be free need to be free. There's all sorts of queer and intersectional people wanting to be free, and I'm joined by two of those people in the studio right now, and thanks to Sasha for connecting me to these two people from a wonderful new group that's starting up here in Melbourne, /NAM, Nucentra Queermunity Limited. I'm joined by Hyrie and Assad. Welcome, peoples.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you for inviting us. We are very, very honoured to be here.
Hi, thank you, Sally, also. Thank you for inviting us. And I'm Aswat.
And I'm Hyrie.
It is it is just so great to have you with us. Now, you've started a new group, as I said, Nucentra Queermunity United. Mm-hmm. I think there's two things that come out of that. First of all, just in case people are a little unclear why the name of the group. Mm-hmm. And second, what made you want to start the group? And well, I suppose there's three then, which follows from it. Tell us about the basis or the gist of what the group's about. So a few things in there, but we'll get them diving.
Lovely, lovely. So firstly, I would like to also acknowledge and begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting today and pay respects to elders past and present. We also extend that respect to any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people joining us. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Now, that's a fantastic question to start with, Sally. Of course, we must introduce ourselves. Now, the basis of our organization is to create support and uplift the LGBTQIA plus people from the Nusantara, which is the Malay archipelago background, which includes Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and the region around it. Our work centers on visibility, safety, cultural connection, and creating spaces where people, queer people of color, can show up fully as themselves without having to explain or to justify who they are. And this is also very important to note that most of us, when we have a religious inclination to it, we are ostracized by the community. So this is a space where we want to provide, where they can still practice their religious values, their community values, their cultural values, and also to celebrate. And that is one thing that I find sometimes quite missing in our community, to celebrate, because we are very political, but through celebration, that's when politics comes in as well.
Definitely. Yeah, look, a lot there. Sort of, Assad, anything you want to add there?
No? I think Hyrie already said everything. I think
But how do you want to tell us how we started?
Yeah. Okay. Mm. How do we start it? Actually, I'm sorry because I will speak in Bahasa. Mm-hmm. And Hyrie will explain. So, kita berdua ada menghadiri satu majlis di Victoria Pride Center on November, I think.
Yes.
Then we see, and I tell Hyrie, why cannot we do like something like this for our community? And Hyrie said, yeah, let's do it. Then it's happened now.
Yeah. So the queer Arab show or event that we went to, we were taken by it, and we thought, you know, this is such a wonderful celebration. And Aswad turned around and said, look, why can't we do something like that? And so I said, of course we can. I mean, there is anything is possible if we put our mind to it. And so 1 week later, this group was formed. We went straight into work. We spoke about it, and we formed the group in a week.
Yeah, in a week.
Wow. Well, you know, the passion is excellent, and the determination, I'm impressed. I mean, you know, sort of within a week, I mean, when I think some days it takes me a couple of hours to get out of bed, I think you're doing very well. But it's good. And of course, you know, you touched on in your introduction, Hari, you know, apparent, I'll use the term, conflicting situation of religion and queerness, which is, you know, apparent because there's, of course, a whole range of views amongst Malaysian queers, from inclusion of queers through to not, and to a little extent, I can understand that because some Orthodox Jewish people, you know, still stick to the scriptures literally about homosexuality and gender identity and expression. Mm-hmm. So very understandable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, very important that safety comes into it, which I suppose leads to something sort of, which probably is important for people. Oh, this group sounds good, but how do you sort of make sure people's confidentiality, privacy, all that sort of thing? And of course, you can meet at the Pride Centre, which is great.
That's right.
But how are you going to manage, you know, just sort of what sort of things have you thought about in managing that?
That's a very good question too. So from when we started, we have always been big on having almost a personalised conversation with people who are our community, as well as from the allies. I mean, it's not just our community that we need to protect, but it's also our allies that we need to protect as well. Just like how we will ask what our pronouns are, so that we can be respectfully addressed, is similar to along the line. So we ask what we can or we cannot do, what they're comfortable revealing or what they're comfortable doing. And that is really, really important for us, so that by doing that, there's not only respect, but creating safe space for them.
Definitely.
Bagi kita community, kita sebenarnya selalu nak bercampur, tapi kita tak ada tempat dan tak ada orang yang boleh arrangekan benda tu. Yeah. Itu yang kita cuba nak terapkan dalam kita punya community ini, untuk Nusantara community.
Yeah. So we have a big community, as Aswad said, but there is no space for them to feel that they can be accepted. There's not enough space, or no space at all, to be perfectly honest, that they can feel comfortable and be who they are, their true self, especially in the Malay community. I mean, one thing that's really, really interesting is that me coming into this space, I realize our community is really big, and Aswad has been introducing me to all this community, and I was thinking how wonderful it is, but how sad that they cannot be themselves in a way that we always feel very privileged to be.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it is very important to feel like you can just, well, relax.
Yes.
Be yourself, be your whole self, Malay, queer, whatever faith, belief in God or gods or none at all, and all non-binary points in between. Yes.
Because to me, there are things that can remain behind closed doors, but we are human. Why can't we be the real human we are, and then the other aspects is our business.
Yes. you know, well, that's the thing. We want to be the whole person, all those sort of attributes and more that I mentioned. But, you know, whatever that is, whether you're, I don't know, someone who, and I'm trying to think of something, you love, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons or something,
that's right,
or
that's right.
You love I don't know, bushwalking or whatever it is, and then whatever work you want to do and to achieve your potential as, you know, the whole human being is just so important.
It is.
You know, having a base in all parts of it is important as well. But then, you know, when you come to a place like Nusantara, Queer Community United, it is just that you can at least those parts of you, well, you've got the base, you've got the safe place, and then you can talk about whatever it might be, some of those things. But you might start talking about find that person, person A who's into Dungeons and Dragons, find person B, and you start a Dungeons and Dragons group or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a point where a point to start from. So we hope that this is a point where we can start something that is going to be celebratory, something is going to be a place where people will say, well, we can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a place where people will feel comfortable, easy, can speak what they want to speak, what they want to say, what they want to wear, anything. Yeah, that space, that what we want to create for Nusantara,
So very new at this stage, and you know, you said it came about after an event, the Queer Arab event at the Pride Centre. Yes. What are your, you know, what are the first steps you're taking to get Nusantara going?
So what we had done when we formed the organization, we spoke about what would we like to do first in order to create an event that will give will allow that space to happen. And so we thought about how you know, when we talk about culture and religion and space for them to be comfortable with and be accepted in, we came up with the idea of Cahaya Ramadan, which literally translated to the light of Ramadan, which is beginning before the fasting month in the Muslim world. And so we thought, you know, why don't we start the celebration and celebrate this is the month that's coming, because what we have so far in Melbourne, we have the queer iftar, meaning the breaking of fast during the month of Ramadan, but we want to anticipate that so that we can get the spirit up and then they can celebrate and also practice their religion or their culture alongside the holy month. When we did that, we realized that we need to introduce ourselves. We can't just go out there and create the event and have the event going. And Aswat, you would like to elaborate on that?
You know, we make picnic in the park, what we have done last 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And we invite everyone who free that time. And everyone, we invite everyone. And yeah, success. It's a lot of people coming. It's almost like 40 people, I think.
So that is a way for us to introduce ourselves so that they know who we are before we even embark on the event that we have planned. So I think it's just polite for them to know who we are before we get the event going. And as Aswat said, and we were very pleasantly surprised with the turnout because the weeks of agony thinking about who's gonna come, who's not gonna come. And but we've got, I mean, the wonderful thing was that we had not just the community, but we've got allies who actually came. And we were so grateful and delighted with the presence. And it became an afternoon of just joy.
That's what we love. Queer joy. We bring it on.
Yes. Yeah. So that really encouraged us. Yeah.
They had fun. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone also like asking when is your next event, what is your next plan? We're excited now. We wait for next week for Cahaya Ramadan, and we wish everyone to come and enjoy with us.
How many people came to the picnic in the park? Just
So we were expecting about maybe 20-25, but we've got about 40 people who came. Throughout the whole day, people, you know, in drips and drabs, and then in the end, we saw, oh my God, this whole group of people.
that must be. I'm gonna stop here. Let's just pause and recreate that feeling. You know, how it felt inside. I mean, this is what we want. Connection, we know, is so critical. Right. And when you connect with, you know, people who are close to yourselves, it's in more stronger, you know, intense,
that's
you know,
right.
good, well, happily intense connection.
That's
just excellent. Yeah, so that's cool. So I mean, you've got a, this. You've had the first social event, the picnic, and you've got another one coming up as well.
Yeah, which is next Saturday on the 14th of February, and we understand it's Valentine's Day, so we have made it to happen from 3 to 7 p.m. Yes. And then they can go on and have their Valentine's dinner elsewhere.
Sounds like a double bonus.
That's right.
And probably just so all sorts of people can be aware when is Ramadan this year in 2026. Well, you should check that out as well.
That's right.
What are the dates for the Ramadan Eid period?
So it will be on the 14th of February on Saturday, which is next Saturday. And then it will start at 3 and we will finish at about 7 o'clock. Yes. There'll be a few things happening in the event, which includes a cultural event. We'll have keynote speaker and Hannah Asafiri is going to be our keynote speaker. And we have a group of panels who are going to be discussing about being queer, the idea of being queer in this space of culture and religion. We will have that discussion with a few people from different parts of the Malay archipelago. And then we will have shows by our queer community, our transgender community, our gay community, all going to be performing. And and then we're going to be giving we're gonna have nice Malay food as well.
Yum. And the dessert also from traditional Malay
Ooh. Food. Yes.
Don't need a food sampler just to make sure it's all right to eat. Yum.
Yeah.
No, look, I mean, this all sounds excellent. Prior to my Wikipedia tells me that Ramadan in Australia starts on the evening of the 16th of February,
goes
through to the 18th of March. And just for what it's worth, Chinese New Year is the 17th of February. So busy
it's
times.
One day before.
Any intersectionality there. So these are great events to start. What would be your ideal? Not just in terms of events, but what would you like queer Nusantara? Nusantara Queer Munity United. What would be the ideal for the group in terms of what you would like to see happen?
I think what we really want to see is we would like to be able to have a community that's not just us. We would like to have a community that is inclusive, that is everyone. And so by showing how we can be we are a respectful community. We are people who actually wants to be involved in the bigger community. So this space is going to be almost like a conduit for us to actually get into the bigger community. So hopefully, through our events later on, for example, sharing of recipes or traditions traditional recipes, or we have a slam poetry event, for example. So these are the things that we have been thinking about in order for us to look at what the mainstream do and how we can get into the mainstream through the bridge that we would like to create.
No, that's just exactly what what you need, because I always say we all want to be our whole selves as part of the whole. We don't want, as you say, we don't want to sort of have to hide or shrink back or anything.
And also, we do not want, we are not out there to offend. We are out there to be together.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's important for us, I think we think that if we are not given the space, we create the space and then we invite them into our space.
Beautiful. Yes. So is there anything else that you want to cover?
I think it's important that we also think about the event as being intentionally designed to be inclusive, to be affirming, and grounded in the community values rather than a performative visibility. We are hoping that through this event next week, we will open up new connections, not just within our community, but with the other communities. And that's the reason why it's not exclusive. We have invited all other organizations of different cultures, different inclinations, different values. It's about creating conversation, and we want this to be a vigorous an event where we can have vigorous conversation with rigor, with moving towards positive, future for us.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, it's about having the conversations. I think it's also about how you have them. You can have disagreement and nuance and complexity, but if it's done respectfully and we stick to issues and not, any sort of attacking people or people for who they are or groups of people for who they are, then that's a fair conversation.
That's right. And anger that's exactly is very right. tiring.
Mm, oh, yes. Oh, goodness.
I think we are in a point where we're at a point in our in the world now. The world is actually at the moment quite ill. So we want to be one of those who can be the healing the healing ones. And we are very, very aware of what's happening around the world in terms of beliefs, in terms of values, and therefore we want to be on the other side and be on the right side of the history.
Oh, look, totally. And, that remark has tapped into something in my heart. I've had a few different conversations with a few different people from different walks of my life in the last few weeks. And, yes, a lot that's happening in the world feels big and overpowering and intense. And you can at times feel a little powerless or hopeless. But we still have it in ourselves as each individual to put our kindness That's and right. positivity into the world in our own way. And if it comes truly from the heart, then, maybe some people will be sitting at the going, oh, this is a bit woo, woo. That's but
right. I think Aswat will be able to let us in terms of, your struggles in being queer in Malaysia and then the difference between in Malaysia and being here.
There is a lot of difference because in my country, even people like me walk on the street, they will call us by name, by word, like softy. I feel free. I can walk everywhere. I can wear anything I want to wear. I can do whatever what I want to do. And I feel very free, like no boundaries.
Boundaries.
I can do whatever
no
I want.
No restriction.
No restriction.
And you are able to, correct me if I'm wrong, you are able to practice your belief and your culture freely.
That's correct. I can still do my prayer, I can still do my fasting, everything. I still practice everything, I'm here. I'm happy to the difference is here you feel very free. That's the first one.
And I think that's a bit of an thing that sometimes we are free, but sometimes from what my conversation with the community, they may be free, but they feel some sort of loneliness as well.
That is the paradox, I suppose.
That's
the
right.
contrast that
that's right.
That can be the case. And I mean, Asad, you're far away from home and family of origin, those sorts of things. And I don't know, do not have to answer this if you don't want to, how out you are to them, all that sort of thing. And that can, create stress and complexity. But at least here you've got these positives.
That's right.
And I'll add, as we sit here, metres away, we're from the street party, the Pride Street Party, around the Collingwood area today. And the fact that we can wander around and all as queers at various intersections be visible, it's something that we need to stop and feel our gratitude, for which we need to stop and feel our gratitude.
That's right. Yes. And the idea of chosen family, and that becomes stronger when, you know, when you feel that you may be free, but you are lonely. But then chosen family, the idea of chosen family becomes more significant.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Understood. And sometimes we find out who our chosen family are when we least expect it.
That's
to.
Right.
But yeah. It sounds like, you know, both of you and all the people have just connected so well to chosen family. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm feeling a sense of uplifted as well. So it's just great. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you wanted to add as well?
I think that's what who we are in a nutshell, and who we are as people. We're just looking forward to actually keep going and meeting more people from various community, and be having lots of celebrations and lots of exchanges with everyone, not just our Nusantara community, but other communities in Australia, in Melbourne in particular.
Definitely. Well, look, if there's anything else, or if we got it covered, I think now.
I think Khairi already said everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But we are also social media.
Yes. Yeah. That was the last two things I want to mention. Yeah.
That's right. So if you like more information, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and of the same name, Nusantara Community United. For the event, it would be very fantastic if you could click on the link on the bio and register. Registration is free. You can donate if you like to, but you don't have to. Registration is free. So if we know the rough numbers of who's coming, we'll be able to cater accordingly.
Yes, correct.
Absolutely, yes. Get that catering right. Don't waste any, but don't leave anyone underfed.
That's right.
I just wish you every success, and look, if 3CR can assist this show, our other queer shows, our other multicultural shows, we are here for you to build community with you. But just keep up the great work and enthusiasm, and I just... too excellent.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I would also like to take this opportunity, we would also like to take this opportunity to thank those people who have been supporting us.
Yes.
Sasha Sidek, who was 3CR, and help us connect to this really significant community radio, which is doing such important work for our community. We would also like to thank our Victorian Victorian Pride Centre for being our auspice and having trust in us. We would like to thank Christy and Joe Ball from the FFS. We'd like to thank Judy Tang. We'd like to thank Amber. Yes. We'd like to thank Aisha. We'd like to thank Thorn Harbour.
Yes.
And those are the people who has been at the forefront to help us make this happen.
Yes,
and we can't be any more grateful than we what we have mentioned.
Thank you.
And Sally, thank you for having us.
Very, very welcome. It's great to see and feel community working together in this way. That's what we're all here for. Let's keep building it. And from, as I always say, from the grassroots up, all the best for every success for Nusantara Community United.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll just have some music, and I've decided on intuition to have a change of plan on some of the words you've said. When you said no restriction, I came up with my brain, for whatever strange reason it does, decided to go to the Men at Work song from their second album, Cargo, called No Restrictions. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. We'll be right back.
Thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz. In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air.
Over five decades, we've been home to hundreds of shows, thousands of broadcasters and guests, and hundreds of thousands of listeners.
This February, we're aiming for 1,000 subscribers.
It's just $40 concession, $80 full.
Help us celebrate 50 years. Subscribe.
Digital3cr.org.au/3cr/on-demand, out of the pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, currently Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And, well, now every Sunday, as far as I can tell, until, well, at least I go on holidays again somewhere at the end of this year. Let's get through there. It is, this year is, of course, the 50th year for 3CR, as you just heard. It's still biased as I may be. It's a bit, you know, pinch myself sort of stuff that here we are, still going after 50 years. And this time, this year, I've got to remember to have some cake. The 5th of March is the 21st birthday for Out of the Pan. Mmm, cake and all that sort of thing. We might have a little celebration. I'm not sure. We'll have a think about it. So, yeah, great to have Hari and Asad in. What just absolutely beautiful there. Passion, commitment to community is just too awesome. And that's what we need. Well, balancing out the show, though, don't want to go too far down, but, of course, there's been things happening over the summer while I've been away, some not so good, and some good. Of course, we are just about at the end of the midsummer season today with the street party that, as I said, is happening metres from the doors of 3CR. Always bemuses me that I have to sort of find my way in here through the understandably shut-off side streets to get to arrive at three, now I'm near 3CR and do a queer show. But, there's room for all queers. And so good to see that. Midsummer Carnival, I felt, was quite, enjoyable as well. Pride March, the vibe was good, but a few people have said it felt a bit quieter and down on numbers, both in terms of participants and viewers. And I'm not sure why that was. I mean, maybe people got caught out by the new early start. And, of course, Murphy's Law, the new early start. And what happens was, we have the coolest Pride March in years where the top was only, air temperature of around 20 degrees after I cannot remember it being that, sort of temperature in at least 10 years. 2018 was, of course, the first, to use a highly technical meteorological term, stinker, where it got to 40, and then we moved it a bit earlier and earlier, and where there was disruption. Of course, 2020, we had it in May due to that thing we don't talk about called the pandemic. Oh, I talked about it. Don't mention the pandemic. I did once, but I think I got away with it. I probably can't say that either. Anyway, and then most years it's been either 30 or 40 or something, and last year was only one of 2 years since 1990 I did not go to Pride March, which was a combination of personal factors and the last year, 2025, the 40-degree stinker, to use another highly technical meteorological term. But still a great vibe, to quote Dennis DeNuto. It is the vibe, Your Honour, and I think there is a strong sense of community, and particularly the number of people from across all floats of all type, that's a Mardi Gras term, which I want to talk about as well. The number of people across all groups with, we support trans young people and lesbians supporting trans women and all that sort of thing, which just shows that at least there is some places where the, I'll be polite and say bunkum, that some elements in the world are trying to portray, usually politics, media, and elements of politics, media, and religion, being the worst offenders, and also a lot of trolls and bots. It's just a reminder that there are plenty of people at the grassroots who are trying to put their kindness into the world. So these have been good things, but not so good. The rushed hate speech laws. Now, I want to be very careful about this. What happened, of course, in Bondi was horrific. It was a terrorist act. It was disgusting and all that sort of thing. But here was a chance to get hate speech laws through. And really, they've only upped the degree of hate speech laws. It's a very tiny win from a queer point of view. It's sort of up the degree of offence that hate speech has, but it doesn't really give us the strong anti-vilifications that protections that we need at a national level, although we do have them at the Victorian state level for all attributes. And this is the thing, all sorts of people, disability and under law, although I don't necessarily agree in a more literal sense, disability can cover neurodivergence, all sorts of intersecting groups need them, and I don't really see that the sort of approach that was taken, taking approaches that sort of, to borrow from George Orwell, that all people are equal, but some are more equal than others, just doesn't wash for me. So a bit of a mess, a little frustrating that Labor didn't seem to want to listen. They could have got strong anti-vilification laws through with the Greens and some of the Senate types like David Pocock, but they didn't. And, there has to be really, I think, some thoughtful questions asked about Federal Labor's allyship, particularly to trans people, given their attitudes at a national level over the last 4 years. So an opportunity lost, in my humble opinion. So that was one of the news items, but I think something of relevance, which I don't know if we'll get covered in any other media outlet, was the day after the hate speech laws went through, suddenly the Albanese government decided to implement a promise it made during the 2022 election campaign, so not the one we had last year, 2022, where they funded three queer media outlets to the form of $26,000 each to boost them. Now, just happened to be announced the day after the hate speech laws didn't really do much for queers. And $26,000, you think about that, that's $500 a week, if it's for, if that funding's going to last a year. I don't know exactly how much it's going to, it was going to be, or whether it's just a one-off grant. But if it's a year, $500 a week is barely enough to, pay for a couple of articles and some overheads or something. And I just think that's, pretty weak, in my opinion. Very, very small amount. And it just shows, in my opinion, that, the federal ALP really is, it's questionable whether they're an ally, as I say, to trans and intersex, to some extent, but also whether they are, really supportive of media. Now, 3CR, one of the reasons you might want to subscribe to us is that we do not take government funding because we don't want to be committed to it. And so we can cover these sorts of things, and make sure. Now, the $26,000 covers the development of community-focused journalism. But as I say, if it's going to last a year, it's $500 a week, and one other outlet gets $250,000. Now, it's not about this outlet. Joy 94.9, Joy Media. I've had differences in the past, but not anymore. It just seems like, there's just something that's kind of not quite right there, in my opinion. That says some people get the funding and some don't, and some get different amounts. So definitely the case. Now, other things that have happened, it is, good, belatedly, it is also worth seeing that the horrible actions in Perth of someone throwing a pseudo projectile into a crowd at an Invasion Day rally has finally been called a terrorist act. So things not so good. But hello, roving reporter, who is with us on outofthepan855 @gmail.com. Happy New Year. Yep, happy 26 to you. Hope it's got off to a good start. Roving says their honest concern, real concern is the rise of One Nation in our landscape. The numbers really surprise. Love your thoughts about Pauline Hanson and the Trump effect. Is it a backlash to Bondi or the dysfunctional nature of the coalition? Yeah, well, certainly the numbers in the polling are of concern. And Anthony Green had an article that I saw in Crikey, and I will try to multitask and dig out the original source thereof. He's, of course, sadly not on the ABC anymore on federal election night, which, in my opinion, is, that's a big end of an era. Because he is legend in every way. But he had an article on how many seats One Nation might be able to win. And I'm just sort of hunting for it as well, if a federal election were held and the sort of swing, the polls were reasonably indicative and all that sort of stuff. You know, look, the question is, how does the, you know, how would it all, here we go. This was on Wednesday. You know, the question is, how indicative are the polls? Will the polls translate into an election when an election is held? I'm not denying for a second that the issues are of concern. And, you know, how would preferences flow? All these sorts of things, you know, sort of come into it. And it's on Anthony Green's election blog is the original source, which I'm pretty sure is publicly available. The issue is that they could get up to 25 seats, and most of whom are held by the coalition, according to Anthony, 19. So it'd sort of probably leave them, and six held by Labor. So you'd probably end up with the coalition and, we'll call it the Liberal and National parties at the time of broadcast, although reports this morning say they... the Richard Taylor, Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor type relationship could be back on soon. The Liberals and Nationals would be probably equal in numbers to One Nation. And look, it is surprise. It is, the numbers are surprising. Is it backlash? I mean, in times of trouble, people turn to simplistic emotive solutions, and it's very hard to get through that emotion at times when people are, you know, when people appeal to the basest of emotions being fear and greed, which is what I think One Nation does, in my opinion, it's hard to get through with logic on that. I mean, I was staggered in relation to the response, and I echo the word response, when the Hoodoo Gurus said, we don't want our music used at, you know, sort of March for Australia rallies and supporting One Nation, and everyone's saying, oh, we're not supporting you anymore. Well, they're allowed to make a decision of conscience. It's just like maybe all those comments I saw on social media were trolls. I don't know. So, look, that's my thoughts. You know, people will turn to extremists, and, you know, we have to harness what power we can everywhere to counter that with sensible debate. And, you know, look, is it to do with Trump? Obviously, Pauline Hanson and other right-wing types are inspired by Trump to some extent. But whether that translates through into Australia when it comes to the crunch, I don't know. Is it a backlash to Bondi? I think that is a part of it. You know, people turning to extremists in fear, the dysfunctional nature of the coalition. No, it doesn't help. Would certainly also be a part. So I don't think there's certainly one factor. You know, there's all these issues throwing into the proverbial pot, roving endlessness, would be my thoughts. The last issue, although, which I'll touch on, of course, which has been bouncing around the queer community, is the issue of Mardi Gras and trans people and the level of support, however big, low, small, high, medium, that Mardi Gras has for trans people, which I found, you know, sort of, you know, I just found it at first, as someone who's been a sucker to being on as a committee member / director of boards or whatever of community not-for-profits, I was somewhat staggered that an organisation could blatantly say we're not going to, implement motions passed by members. My understanding was the members are the ultimate authority of an incorporated body of that type, and how can they just ignore it? But let's say a friend who has a strong legal background, gave me this reasonable opinion, for which I will, take responsibility for sharing. The opinion that I got was that, in a theoretical legal view, the board could be held to account, but how do you implement it? Because the directors also have a duty to the organisation, and they're claiming, oh, we can't afford to spend the money or that sort of thing, I think is the gist of what they're saying. And they're saying that outweighs their obligation to implement the resolutions. And my response to that, of course, is to say every money spent supporting trans people, is an investment in community and would only bring money back into you. Yeah. And Roving's also come in and said, hope me and the Jewish community are all well. Okay as well. We're all together. I did go to the Pride Shabbat service as part of Midsummer. And, there was a wonderful speech which touched on the very last comments I made last year about Nuance, the speaker, who put her words across, said complexity. Yes, we need to hold space for complex arguments and not just, sort of have a very all or nothing view about things. And you're right, Roving, we are all in this together. So there's a theme for today, community, on which we will end. I will have a lovely guest in next week. That person will be talking about some new research. T will be talking about research to do with trans and palliative care. So watch out for that one. In the meantime, enjoy Street Party if you are at it this afternoon. Stay hydrated, everyone. And take it out today with the first track that comes up on the list that I had to play. Make sure you slip, slop and slap and have, in the words of Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, perfect skin. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
I choose my friends only far too well. I'm up on the pavement and they're all down in the cellar with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down a size. Academia blues. And Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement. Yeah, she's a weather girl. And I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you, got no sense of grace. Shame on me, just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary. And that's perfect skin. With the perfect skin, says turn on the light, otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin, and she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan eyes. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Yeah, that's perfect skin.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.